Voters have left town fearing for their lives. President Trump's due on Capitol Hill this morning to push Republicans to pass a multi-trillion-dollar budget package. There are cuts to Medicaid, food stamps, and green energy programs. Stocks on Asian and European markets gained after China cut key interest rates. This is ABC News. Still a lot of questions after a deadly accident on New York's East River.
Growing questions about what caused that catastrophic ship crash into the Brooklyn Bridge, killing two people, injuring 19 more. The NTSB says the Mexican Navy ship carrying nearly 300 people on a training mission departed a Manhattan pier around 8:20 Saturday night with the help of a tugboat. The ship reversing into the East River when it started to pick up speed. 4 minutes later, around 8:24 p.m., the crew requesting assistance from more tugboats. And roughly 45 seconds after those calls, the ship hitting the bridge.
ABC's Gio Benitez. Mortgage rates on the rise again. The average rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage now over 7%. And new rules for anyone taking a portable battery on a Southwest flight. The airline says they need to be kept in plain sight and not stashed in a bag or an overhead bin. Southwest says it wants the batteries out so flight crews can step in case of a fire. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
Douglas County could be becoming a hub zone under Governor Evers' new proposal. As Douglas County businesses prepare for disruptions caused by the Blatnick Bridge reconstruction, Governor Tony Evers is pursuing a solution. In a press release last week, Governor Evers announced he had sent a letter to the U.S. Small Business Administration requesting that the agency make Douglas County eligible for designation as a historically underutilized business zone, or a hub zone. The push comes as businesses in the Superior area prepare for potential disruptions caused by the Blatnick Bridge reconstruction project. This project is currently slated to begin in 2027, with the bridge being a critical transportation corridor in the region, carrying around 33,000 cars between Wisconsin and Minnesota each day. The total cost of the project is expected to reach nearly $2 billion, with the bridge closing for about 5 years. Governor Evers specifically referenced those anticipated economic disruptions caused by the project in his request. In his letter to the agency, he wrote, quote, a hub zone designation would provide local businesses with additional tools to remain competitive during this period of disruption and help offset anticipated economic losses, as well as assist these businesses in the future after completion of the new bridge and the new opportunities that may come with the upgraded infrastructure, end quote. This designation would allow area businesses to access certain federal contracts that are set aside for hub zones. Governor Evers said it would provide new employment and growth opportunities in the region, both during and after the reconstruction. The agency's decision to either grant or deny the designation will be based on economic and population data. This Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., the Phillips Public Library is hosting Worms at Work, a homeschool event. You're invited to join Master Vermicomposter Tom Martwick and his Wrigley friends for a fun and educational program all about using worms and composting. This special event is designed for homeschool children and their families. You can come learn how worms help turn food scraps into rich compost and maybe even meet a few of the hardworking critters yourself. Once again, this is taking place this Wednesday, May 21st, at 2 p.m. over at the Phillips Public Library. The severe weather last week had many parts of the state left cleaning up over the weekend. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us how many twisters touched down.
A total of 9 tornadoes tore through the state last week on Thursday. The National Weather Service conducted their damage surveys on Friday and rated 3 of them EF2s on the Enhanced Fujita scale. The National Weather Service says winds of 125 miles per hour hit New Richmond in far northwest Wisconsin, and 120 mile per hour peak winds destroyed parts of Juneau, Mayville, and Colby in southern areas of the state. And the tornado in Juneau was on the ground for over 9 miles. The others were rated EF1s with 95 mile per hour winds in Lumira, Christie, and another in Juneau that hit the airport. The rest were EF0s in Rib Falls and Loyal, with around 80-mile-per-hour winds there. Before Thursday, the state had seen 7 tornadoes in total this year, all of which appeared on April 28th. Now, in just 2 days so far this year, Wisconsin has experienced 16 in total. The state's average is 23 per year. Last year, we broke records with 45 tearing through our backyard. Tornado season lasts through August, but twisters can touch down any time of the year, and June is the peak month for them. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
At Marthal or Chevrolet of Minocqua, trust and top-notch service aren't slogans. They're how they do business. Right now, get 0% financing for up to 48 months on all 2025 Chevy 1500 Silverados to qualified buyers. Military veterans, active duty, and reserve, you get an extra $750 appreciation cash. Paint on 2011 or newer Chevy and get up to $6,000 in total incentives on select 2025 1500 Silverados now through June 2nd. Visit MinocquaCars.com or stop by Marthal or Chevrolet, Highway 51 South, Minocqua.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Doris May Kronberger, age 87, of Park Falls, died peacefully on Thursday, May 15th, with her family by her side. She is survived by her husband of 67 years, Roland Kronberger of Park Falls, by their two children, Daniel Kronberger of Park Falls and Barbara Lucas of Avon, Ohio. Further survived by six grandchildren, by one great-grandchild, and by many sisters and brothers-in-law, nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service will be held 11 a.m. on Tuesday, May 27th at First Congregational United Church of Christ in Park Falls with Reverend Emerson Coy officiating. Visitation held at the church from 9:30 a.m. until the hour of the service on Tuesday, May 27th. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Doris May Kronberger, age 87, of Park Falls. William Walter Ulig Jr., first of his family to be born in a hospital on 11th of June 1930, passed away peacefully with his family at his lifelong beloved Glidden farmhouse on May 18th of 2025. He is survived by his spouse of nearly 69 years, Constance Ulig, by half-siblings Oscar Ulig of Vancouver, Washington, Janet Jones of Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, and Joyce Ulig of Houston, Texas, by his children Mary Hamilton and her spouse John of Corcoran, Minnesota, Paul Ulig and his spouse Donna of Fall Creek, and Jane Gustafson and her spouse Steve of Butternut, by foster daughter Carolyn Wabanequi-Sari, further survived by grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews. A Christian funeral will be held at Trinity Lutheran Church in Glidden at 11 a.m. on Friday, May 23rd, with Reverend Ken Lehners officiating. Military honors will follow the service. Visitation will be 1 hour prior to the service. This has been the funeral notice for William Walter Ulig Jr. of Glidden. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Brewers with another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. For the first time in 2 weeks, the Brewers with back-to-back wins. They beat the Orioles last night 5-4. William Contreras said he thought he just had an okay game, going 4-for-4, including the winning RBI. Pat Murphy.
William has very high expectations. No, he wasn't just good. He was great.
Game two of the series tonight. NFL, the Packers signed Matthew Golden to a four-year, $17.5 million contract guaranteed. Golden says he can now afford to buy back his grandmother's house in Texas, foreclosed a few years ago.
That's the house I grew up in when I was younger. You know, it got taken away from us a couple years ago. You know, just knowing that I'm in a position to be able to get that back for all my family. You know, that's something my grandma always wanted. Before my great-grandma died, you know, she always wanted one of her grandsons to make it to the NFL. You know, I'm the last one standing in, and I made it.
That's Packers rookie receiver Matthew Golden with Sports on Mike Clements.
On the local sports scene, the Prentice Buccaneer Golf Team. They win the Merriwood Conference Championship at the Wausau Country Club yesterday for the second consecutive year. Under cold and windy conditions, the team's score was 326, led by Matty Häkkinen, who had the low round of the day with a 76 and was back-to-back player of the year for the Merriwood. Häkkinen, Elijah Harding, and Noah Millenkamp all made first-team all-conference for Prentice next week. They'll begin their tournament trek with regionals and trying to make a return trip to state again for state golf. So congrats to the Prentice golf team. Baseball from yesterday, Shawamigan topped Washburn 17-6. It was Auburndale beating Prentice 3-0. The Rib Lake baseball team edges Columbus Catholic 5-4. Ashland over Hayward 9-6. Medford a winner over Northland Pines 7-4. And Tomahawk beat Antigo 12-2. Softball yesterday, Shawamigan beats Newman Catholic 18-3. Phillips a winner over Mellon 12-2. Flambeau tops the Winter Birchwood softball team 18-3. Lakeland a winner over Crandon 11-1. Medford tops Fall Creek 5-4. And Auburndale beat Tomahawk in softball by a score of 9-0. At track yesterday, the conference track meet for the Merriwood was held. On the girls' side, Stratford wins the conference championship with 101 points, Marathon with 98 for second, Newman Catholic third, Assumption comes in fourth, the Phillips girls finished in sixth, and Shawamigan girls finish in 11th place. There were 12 teams at the Merriwood event this year. On the boys' side, it was Marathon with a 165-point total, winning the conference championship on their home track. Stratford comes in second with 155. Edgar third. Auburndale comes in fourth. The Shawamigan boys finished in 10th, and the Phillips boys finished in 11th place at the Merriwood event going on in Marathon yesterday. Meanwhile, the other area schools were in action. It was the Northern Lights Conference track tournament held up in Ashland, delayed from a week or so ago, delayed due to weather. On the girls' side, it was Washburn taking home the conference title with 131, Hurley second with 101. Mercer finishes in third place with 87, and the Butternut girls finish in fifth place with a total of 64. Mellon comes in ninth. And on the boys' side, Hurley was a winner, 173 points, edging out Washburn with 162. Solon Springs Northwoods finishes in third. The Mercer boys finished in fourth. Mellon in fifth. And Butternut in 10th at the Northern Lights All-Conference Tournament held yesterday up in Ashland. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports.
Northwoods weather. It is going to be cloudy and windy with scattered showers likely today, high in the mid to upper 50s with wind out of the east 15 to 25, gusting to 35 or better here today. Tonight, more showers, our low 41 tomorrow. Still breezy, mostly cloudy, scattered showers 57. The sunshine will return on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43. 98Q Country.
So I'm originally from Los Angeles, California. Any Angelino transplants out here? Oh, I didn't expect that. You caught me off guard. Thank you. I will let you know, my lovely lady, I used to travel America, and I would tell the people of this great country that I come from Los Angeles, California. And I didn't know this, maybe you know this, but apparently people are not nearly as impressed with us as we are with ourselves. They think we have it easy just because we enjoy the perfect weather. And I'm not going to argue with you that we do not have some pretty dang perfect weather. Because, you know, sometimes there's an earthquake or a mudslide or a wildfire that scorches the hillside that forces me out of my home only to get stuck in traffic. I look up at the sky and I go, my gosh, this weather's perfect. What a great day to evacuate, man. Look at that. Everybody has weather, but we don't brag about it in California. Like East Coast, the mighty hurricane, right? Midwest, the mighty tornado. But here's the difference. Hurricane, warning. Tornado, warning. This is my impersonation of an earthquake, warning. What the heck was that?
24 hours a day.
Real country now.
We're Rascal Flatts.
What's up, y'all? It's Megan Maroney.
It's my favorite station.
98Q Country.
Sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. Well, I make a little room and she climbs on up. I open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fooling me. She thinks my tractor sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. My tractor sexy. We ride back and forth till we run out of light. Take it to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging. Tractor sexy. Well, she ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging. She thinks my tractor sexy.
Something new instead of waiting like we used.
about it with a good night kiss. My lips, your lips, baby, let's just keep getting there. Started with a long goodbye, get wrapped up tight, let's spend all night right here. It started with a good night kiss. I know that you told all your friends we were meeting up with them. I can call them all again and tell them we ain't coming. Let me find a little spot, let me throw this thing in park, let me light that little spark that gets you going like you do. Just tell me that you want to. Start it with a good night kiss, my lips, your lips, baby, let's just keep getting there. And start it with a long goodbye, get wrapped up tight, let's spend all night right here. Start it with a good night kiss, start it with a good night kiss. I don't wanna wait, I don't wanna wait. Start it with a good night kiss, my lips, your lips, start it with a good night.
Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
You'll be trying to love her, but you leave your heart breaking boots.
One bad habit, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Stay up all night. Well, I don't know. Can't see them for the glow of the neon lights. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn.
Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through.
Promise fancy cars and diamond rings and all sorts of shiny things. But girl, you'll remember what your knees are for.
Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through.
See, I'm playing here at the bar tonight. Well, this time I'm gonna make our dreams. you and say, dear mom and dad, I send money. I'm so rich that it ain't funny. Well, it ought to be more than enough to get you through.
Sugarland, Jennifer Nettles at 98Q Country on a Tuesday edition here. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Appreciate it. The 20th day of May. I'd like to say that I'm rewarding you with an extravagant best show that I've ever done in the history of my radio career. I'd like to say that, but I can't guarantee anything, really. We're here. Yesterday was cool, wasn't it? I don't know about you, but I'm kind of bummed out. A little bit. After the warm weather we had, I was ready for it. I got the summer, the shorts, and I dug through the closet and found the short sleeve shirts. I was ready to go. Ready to go when it's still there. But now it's kind of pushed it to the side a little bit. Re-grabbed the long johns and the sweatshirts. We're going to need that for a few more days. I mean, this weekend, 60, 65, right in that range. There's nothing crazy. And it is Memorial Weekend, by the way. And a lot going on, of course. You probably have maybe a graduation or two to go to. Or maybe plans to head somewhere, whatever it may be. Again, the weather should be decent, but you want to keep it all with you. The sweatshirt, if you're not a big cool weather person, you'll want to have something warm for the campfire out there and stuff like that. So, but we'll crank it up here eventually. Like I've said before, when you have those early, what was it? The last week of February, we had 70, right? And then we had a stretch of some mid 80s there for a while. So when that happens, you're just kind of prepared for summer, and then it gets delayed. Not going to happen. It's an exciting time for our high school athletes. We're going to be getting baseball, softball tournaments going. Softball coverage for us will begin next week. We're going to bring you Phillips and Shawamigan. They're both going to be at home for their first game. And we'll have action for you next Tuesday, the 27th, they'll start. And should they win those, they'll probably have to go on the road then after that on Thursday. But we'll take the week off, regather. Gather ourselves, and we'll get you girls tournament softball on Tuesday. Tournament baseball will follow shortly after that. Conference track held yesterday for all of our area schools. And conference golf. Congratulations to the Prentice golf team. Winners again. Second year in a row, they've won the Merriwood Conference Championship. Looking to go back-to-back down to Madison, back to state. So good luck to them as they head out for regionals. And regional track, by the way, starts next Tuesday. So track goes Tuesday, Friday, and then it's state for the track athletes. So preparation time for them here the next few days. It is Tuesday. That means, you know what that means. It's Taco Tuesday at the Phillips Cafe, serving the Stony Pub's Mexican menu and all your favorites that folks just love. They loved it out at the out at the Stony Pub with Bill Elliott and the guys out there. So 11 to 7, they're serving up the Mexican food today at the Phillips Cafe. Good stuff. Brewers get a win last night. What are they sitting in the division now? Let me bring up the standings here. They're 23-25. So they're five games out of first place, sitting in fourth place. The Pirates, they're done already. So they're out of it already. So they're lingering there. Have you paid attention? If you're a baseball fan, you'll know that the Colorado Rockies are on their way to maybe one of the worst seasons in the history of baseball. You thought the White Sox were bad last year. The White Sox, actually, they're 14 wins this year. White Sox are 14-34. That looks pretty good compared to Colorado. They're 8-39. That's on pace for less than 30 wins. That's on a pace of, what, 26, 27 wins? The Cleveland Spiders hold the all-time record. Way back in, like, 1899, they won 20 games. I'm not sure they played 162 that year, though. So there's a couple of really bad teams, but everybody else is pretty competitive. You know, even the Yankees with Aaron Judge going crazy and having a possibly historic year. Now, that division's not very good. Everybody else besides the Yankees is below 500. It's been a long time since that National League East has had only one team above 500. And look at the National League, the American League East. The American League Central has four teams of their five above 500, but the White Sox make up for it. Not very good again. Lots of stuff going on this weekend. You guys are doing a pretty good job of letting us know about stuff going on. You can always email us anytime, wcqm@civicmedia.us. Big garage sale this Friday, Saturday, out on County Road D in Phillips. If you want to write down this address, W6504 County Road D. W6504 County Road D. They're doing a garage sale on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Big one. Dan and Joan, the Stonkies, are putting that on. So garage sale for you, W6504 County Road D. All right. See, that's small town radio right there. We talk about your garage sale. That's what we do. So we do a lot of memorial services, of course, going on this weekend. The Memorial Day service in Mercer will be going on at 11 a.m. on May the 26th, which is Monday on Memorial Day. Most of them are on Memorial Day. Butternut always has a really nice program they put on, and that'll be Monday starting at 10 a.m. Butternut Village Hall, Veterans Memorial Area. So that's Monday starting at 10 a.m. Of course, check with your local municipalities on what's going on. Big spring fling. If you love the arts and crafts, if you're an arts and crafty kind of person, you know who you are. If you're that kind of a person, you'll want to run over to Winter on Saturday. Yeah, nice event going on from 9 to 2 throughout the town. It is their spring fling and their arts and crafts event over in Winter. We're going to get the farmer's market going tomorrow over at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church here in Park Falls. That goes from 2 until 5. So we got the farmer's market going on tomorrow, the 21st. For some reason, I think it's still Monday. It feels like a Monday to me. Yesterday felt like, see, this is why I'm off today. Sometimes you have those days you wake up and it's just, you can't figure it out, but things are just off. And I just figured it out because yesterday felt like a Monday. And it was Monday, but today still feels like a Monday, and I don't know why, but it does. Maybe it's a gloomy cloud cover out there, whatever's going on. If you love live music, I'm going to direct you to Dipper Fest this weekend. Goodness gracious. They have got, what did they tell me, 8,473 live bands coming in this weekend. Is that correct? That may be too many, but I think it's like 17 or so artists coming in this weekend for Dipper Fest. If you love live music, go to their Facebook page. There's all kinds of information on there about all the things going on this Saturday and Sunday. It is it's quite an event. It's quite an event out there, Dipper Fest. If you love the live music, you are going to love that. One other plug I want to put in before we get to our news here. They're doing a little Broughton hot dogs. The Kenan American Legion and Auxiliary are doing this in Catawba. And they're doing it on, Saturday. It's located, they have a tent that they're going to set up right next to Fraser Mercantile. And they'll do that from 10 to 2. A little fundraiser for the Kenan American Legion and Auxiliary Unit 362. 10 to 2 on Saturday, the 24th. And another, I want to mention too, another I guess when you have a garage sale and you sell brats, I think we now officially call it a grot. At least that's what I call it. I've been a grot sale. St. Teresa's church parking lot in Phillips. They're doing that on Saturday from 8 to 3. A lot of the items, not all of them, but a lot of them are making offer items for that grot sale going on this weekend. Some other stuff we'll talk about here through the rest of the week. Again, if you have stuff, garage sale, bake sale, you know, if you're a nonprofit, just shoot us an email with the info, basic info. We'll be glad to talk about it. WCQM at civicmedia.us. It is 7:35, twice an hour news and sports, so let's get to that.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Some of the more than 30 million Americans under alerts about potential violent storms this morning got hit by tornadoes overnight, and some are picking up from weekend storms. ABC's Lionel Moise.
Widespread damage in northern St. Louis and public outrage with sirens not going off in many areas.
There was a failure, a human failure, a failure in protocol to get the sirens up and running.
The mayor saying the fire department will now take the lead in sending those alerts.
A fourth New Orleans jail escapee has been captured out of the 10 who busted out last Thursday night. Some are charged with murder. The local district attorney says some of his staffers have left town fearing for their lives. President Trump's due on Capitol Hill this morning to push Republicans to pass a multi-trillion-dollar budget package. There are cuts to Medicaid, food stamps, and green energy programs. Stocks on Asian and European markets gained after China cut key interest rates. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
The Wisconsin DNR is encouraging us to plant milkweed in our yards this year. There are 13 native milkweed species in Wisconsin, and 5 of them are listed as endangered, threatened, or under special concern. Milkweed plants are especially helpful for monarch butterflies, as the only plants the butterflies lay their eggs on, and the only food the caterpillars eat. If you want, you can find native milkweed plants on the DNR's website. Friday at 6 p.m., the Victory Christian Center is hosting a family bonfire night. They invite you to kick off your Memorial Day weekend with a cozy, family-friendly night that's absolutely free. They'll be serving up hot dogs, s'mores, a big, beautiful bonfire, and a whole lot of fun. Bring your kids, your favorite lawn chairs, and maybe a snack or two to share. They'll bring the fire, the food, and the fellowship. No RSVP is required. Just show up and enjoy the night with your community. Once again, this is taking place Friday, May 23rd, from 6 to 8:30 p.m., over at West 6880 Liberty Lane in Phillips. We have a new Alice in Dairyland. Lisa Hale has the story.
Wisconsin's 78th Alice in Dairyland has been chosen. Sarah Hagenow of Poignet will spend the year educating the public about the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin. Hagenow is a senior at the University of Minnesota and will graduate with a degree in agricultural and food business management and a minor in international agriculture. Her sister Ashley was the 76th Alice in Dairyland, which Sarah says makes the position even more special.
It's just so meaningful to me to be able to be a part of not only the Alice legacy, but to be able to join a new sisterhood with my sister. It's just so cool. So I'm just excited to showcase how my skills and capabilities will help the Alice program and also showcase a little bit of that Hagenow flair.
Hagenow's year as Alice in Dairyland starts July 7th.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers with another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. For the first time in 2 weeks, the Brewers with back-to-back wins. They beat the Orioles last night 5-4. William Contreras said he thought he just had an okay game, going 4-for-4, including the winning RBI. Pat Murphy.
William has very high expectations. No, he wasn't just good.
He was great.
Game two of the series tonight. NFL, the Packers signed Matthew Golden to a four-year, $17.5 million contract guaranteed. Golden says he can now afford to buy back his grandmother's house in Texas, foreclosed a few years ago.
That's the house I grew up in when I was younger. You know, it got taken away from us a couple of years ago. You know, just knowing that I'm in a position to be able to get that back for all my family. Now, that's something my grandma always wanted. Before my great-grandma died, you know, she always wanted one of her grandsons to make it to the NFL. You know, I'm the last one standing in, and I made it.
That's Packers rookie receiver Matthew Golden with sports. I'm Mike Clements.
On the local sports scene, a couple of area golf teams had good days yesterday. The Prentice Buccaneer golf team winning the Merriwood Conference Championship for the second consecutive year, led by Matty Häkkinen. For the second year in a row, he had the low round. So Matty, along with the Elijah Harding and Noah Miller, they were all first team all conference. Congratulations to the Prentice golf team, now gearing up for regionals. And the Lakeland golf team also, they're conference champions. The team with Jeremy Henson is the conference player of the year. And Talon Pocket, first team all conference. And Davis Cook was second team all conference. So congratulations to the Lakeland golf team also. We have a few events going on today. The Shawamigan baseball team, they'll be at home against Tomahawk today. That'll be a 5 o'clock start for that contest. So the baseball team at home also for kind of a rare doubleheader against different teams. Tomahawk first at 5 o'clock, followed by Newman Catholic after that contest for the Shawamigan baseball team. And the Butternut baseball team will have a home contest against Mellon today. That'll start at 4:30 this afternoon.
Phillips Service Center in Phillips, Wisconsin proudly salutes veterans this Memorial Day. With nearly four generations of dedicated automotive service, this family-owned business has long supported the local community through reliable repairs, quality tires, and expert maintenance. Phillips Service Center recognizes that the freedoms we enjoy are made possible by the sacrifice and courage of those who have served. This Memorial Day, they honor all veterans and their families with deep gratitude. Phillips Service Center, thankful for their service, proud to serve the community.
Let's spruce up your shoreline this summer and create the gathering hotspot for your friends and family. Call Freeze Firewood and Phillips today to start your design process. With stairs, shoreline decks, docks, swim rafts, and all the outdoor furniture in between, Freeze Firewood can connect your back door to your backyard oasis. Check out Freeze Firewood on Facebook, F-R-I-E-Z-E, Freeze Firewood, or call 715-567-0616.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Save big on everything for your next outdoor project when you shop at Menards. Shop the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber, decking, fencing, and timbers. All easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Get free estimates fast with our easy-to-use fence and deck design programs in-store and on Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with scattered showers likely today, high in the mid to upper 50s with wind out of the east 15 to 25, gusting to 35 or better here today. Tonight, more showers, our low 41. Tomorrow, still breezy, mostly cloudy, scattered showers 57. The sunshine will return on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
98 Q Country.
TV today, bad news, it can just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth. I got my windows down and my blinders on, radio set to my favorite song. All green lights on the road I'm on, man, there ain't no doubt. I'm getting them good vibes, I'm living this good. Soaking it all up change the narrative. It's simply imperative that we all have a damn good time. I'm getting them good vibes. I'm having this good life. I'm breathing on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking it all up. I got me a full cup. And there ain't nothing gonna spill it. Nothing gonna kill it. Waving them words goodbye. I'm feeling them good vibes. Oh, I'm feeling them good vibes. I got a good girl. She got a good smile. I kiss a good morning, I kiss a good night. We keep it on the up, that's how we get down. So don't be coming around unless you got them good vibes. I'm living this good life. I'm breathing on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking it all.
Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
I still feel 25 most of the time. I still raise a little cane with the boys. Honky tonks and pretty women, Lord, I'm still right there with them, singing about the crowd and the noise. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. And I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. Well, the truth about a mirror is that a damn don't really tell the whole truth. It don't show what's deep inside or read between the lines. And it's really no reflection of my youth. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. And I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone.
George Strait, 98Q Country. Tuesday mornings, we get you updated on what's going on with the Butternut School District. We've got our district administrator there, Carolyn Pollitt, joining us. Carolyn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Kids getting excited. The year winding down. Seniors, just a couple days left here, right?
Right. Yes. Graduation on Saturday, and Our year wraps up on Friday the 30th, so it's moving fast.
Yes, yes. All right, give us the latest news and info for the Butternut School.
Well, we have some great excitement this morning. Our high school track team competed last night in their final conference meet for conference championships, and we have three of our high school girls who were conference champs in their events, Caitlin Bebo in the 300-meter hurdles and the triple jump, Anna Schlayer in the 200, and then our girls' team in the 4x200, I believe it was, 4x200. So that is super exciting, and two of our middle school track participants are headed to state this weekend. Cadence Butler and Avery Williams in discus, and Cadence in the long jump. So pretty exciting.
Yeah. Always fun to see them have success.
Yes. Our baseball and softball seasons are winding down. Boys play tonight and Thursday, and then next week is regional games on Tuesday and Thursday. It's just really hard to believe that the year has gone this quickly.
Yeah, with an early Memorial Day, it sneaks up on us pretty fast. But kids, other than seniors, they got to go a little bit past Memorial Day, right?
They do, yep.
Yeah.
They do that week, the week following. But, other than that, we are continuing our visioning process, and we are currently collecting some stakeholder voices. We've gotten voices from kids, and we started that process with staff, and we'll be starting that with board and then the community. So, exciting stuff going on.
Well, and with the referendum going the way it did, there's always a lot of talk around town and stuff, but we just want to let people know that the school is still there and going and will be for next year and hopefully for many years to follow, right?
Yes, we are starting that roadmap. So we are working hard.
Very good. Carolyn, thank you so much. Hope your day's a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Carolyn Pollitt, District Administrator. And then I cut her off in the last second there. District Administrator for Shawamie. They're very busy, but appreciate her taking time to update us on what's happening at the Butternut School. We have kind of a cloudy, dreary day today. We're always hopeful for a little sunshine, but probably some rain showers this afternoon. That wind is going to be blowing. Man, that wind has been blowing the last couple of days. It's going to be a little gusty again today, probably 15 to 25 with gusts 30-plus, it looks like, today.
Len Stunkle, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Memorial Day weekend is almost upon us, and it's time to get out and get into your garden. If you're looking for tomatoes, petunias, or maybe something special that you can't find anywhere else, then check out Winter Greenhouse, an outstanding selection of vegetable plants, flowers, perennials. You name it, they probably have it. Join other enthusiastic gardeners and get prepared for an inspiring summer by visiting Winter Greenhouse. Visit this Memorial weekend, open 7 days a week from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., just 2 miles north of Winter off County Highway W.
Camp Holiday Campground in Boulder Junction, Wisconsin is a hidden gem nestled in the heart of the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest. Enjoy miles of paved bike trails, ATV trails, incredible fishing and kayaking, and a clean sandy swimming beach with a trampoline for the whole family. Camp Holiday offers clean shower facilities and a laundromat. Stock up on all the supplies you need at the camp store, plus pizza and some ice cream too. Come to Camp Holiday for a weekend. Come for a week. Or the whole season. Bring your tent, RV, or motorhome. Don't have one? Rent one of their brand new sleeping cabins, a camper, or even a park model. Camp Holiday Campground. Come to the big woods, make some memories, and go home thinking time well spent. See camp-holiday.com or call 715-385-2264 for rates and reservations. Camp Holiday on Rudolph Lake in Boulder Junction, Wisconsin. It's time well spent.
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. We at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
Have you heard about the Mahindra Roxer turbo diesel side-by-side with high towing capacity? Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is your authorized Mahindra dealer. Nemuth invites you for a good look and a test drive today. You'll never run out of ways to use your Roxer on the trail, the property, or even the farm. No finer time to finance, too. Get a Roxer for as little as 0% up to 60 months, or just 4% for 84 months. Check out the Roxer at your authorized Mahindra dealer, Nemuth Implement, south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Progressive knows when you own a boat or RV, it's like you're automatically on vacation, even if you're actually a marriage counselor in the middle of couples therapy. But in your mind, you're camping in Acadia, puttering around Frenchman Bay. Your boat and RV are both protected, your lobster drenched in butter and... Uh-oh, did your clients just notice you weren't listening? Quick, do the thing where you just repeat back exactly what they said but as a question. They bought it. Now back to Maine, earning an automatic discount bundling your boat or RV with your home or auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Okay, so if you're thinking about going on that Brewer bus trip, act soon because June 1st is the deadline and we've still got a ways to go. I think we're a little over half full on the bus, so it's not looking good. So if you are thinking about going on the bus, don't delay here because we want to get as many people as possible and hopefully still take the bus. But it's not looking real good right now, to be honest with you. But if you're thinking about going, get signed up, get paid. If we don't go, we'll refund your money. But right now we're sitting, I think, at about 26 on the bus, which not looking good. But we still want to go. So if you want to sign up, do so soon, please.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on 98qcountry.com/contest-terms.
I know that 1 in 10 veterans struggle daily with mental health issues. Suicide is a real risk. If you or someone you love is struggling today, you are not alone. Support is at reachoutwis.org to find local resources available for you and your loved ones. Reach out today.
Paid for by Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin Endowment with support by the Medical College of Wisconsin, the War Memorial Center, and reachoutwis.org.
98Q Country.
We could try the coast of Carolina, catch the Outer Banks sunrise every day of our lives, find a little spot in Arizona, decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll, I love. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that road. From the Church of Christ, where you got. Let's take it back to the field we had our first date. Find a star we ain't wished on yet. Girl, we just won't find our name spray painted under any other Main Street bridge. If we hit that road in a Winnebago, imagine all.
take it right here. Ain't even gotta load that truck. We can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that road. From the Church of Christ where you got baptized, we can raise a couple kids up good in the same red dirt little neck of the woods, yeah. Girl, I'm down to go anywhere you wanna go, but if you wanna stay, I was thinking we could make this hometown home. Ooh, hometown home. We can make this hometown home.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump on Capitol Hill this morning will try to get Republicans to pass